Rynek.
The marketplace. Spacious square around the town hall and many narrow and mystery streets nearby. Due to the changes in levels, you need to climb up steps, go through the old gates, tread on the worn-out cobbled streets in order to reach the marketplace. The picturesque view is implemented by arcades, ornamentally wrought iron gates, historical doors with curved hinges, shutters and flowery balconies. These extraordinary period houses surround the marketplace. Some of these period houses are very old. They are decorated with interesting ornaments, low reliefs and murals. We do not notice them during our everyday hectic life. Today, we have more time, so let us look at them more closely. Both new trends and revenging fires have influenced the image of Tarnów. However, a medieval plan of the center with closely built houses has been maintained. The architecture of this history part of the town reflects real treasures of Gothic and Renaissance styles. Tarnów Marketplace has the area of 72 acres, a square measuring 80 by 90 meters. It should be admitted, however, that it does not belong to the biggest squares among those of other historic cities in Poland. Nevertheless, it has a special quality of its unique atmosphere. It was undoubtedly created by a 500-year history, which contributed to its development. The first brick houses date back to the turn of the 15th and 16th centuries. It is Renaissance architecture, and it was at the marketplace that the first brick houses were built. The appearance of the houses allows us to consider that the local inhabitants were inspired in the building from Krakow architecture. Brick, multi-story basement houses were built. They were narrow at the front and extended at the back, says Kazimierz Bańburski from the regional museum. Almost every house had one or two arcades at the front. Some of them were erected above pavement level. Both served trading purposes. This exquisite historic basement, where time came to stand still, contained many secrets. There are many legends about underground connection of Observance Monastery with the castle on St. Martin's Hill, and marketplace underground connection with the castle. Can we believe in that second hypothesis? This question we will direct to the city history lover and storyteller Mr. Antoni Sypek. It is rather unlikely, but to tell the truth, nobody has researched it so far. It is certain that ages ago the cellars were used to support trade in Tarnów, which was known as the center of wine distribution in Małopolska region. In the cellars, the bottles of wine were stored, later to be sold to many parts of Poland and even abroad. Here, you can see the original historic water intake pipe. The historic buildings are the heart of the market, and many of them have an extraordinary history. They found new owners, new institutions were located, but they still delight by their beauty. Nowadays, so-called Mikołajowski House of Gothic Renaissance style, built in 1524 in Katedralna Street, is considered to be the oldest house in Tarnów. It also contains Gothic portals and window frames. But we will talk about it in the separate installment of our program. Let us come up to the building number 5 now. According to architectural research, this is the oldest building at the marketplace. It was built at the turn of the 15th and 16th centuries. The evidence of this fact is shown by stone cellar portals, seat alcoves on the west side walls on the first floor, and sharp arches on the former arcades. It is likely that the house at Rynek 8 originates from the same period where the stone portals with sharp arches have been preserved in the cellars. At about mid of the 16th century, houses of Tarnów townsmen began to resemble Renaissance palaces, says the historian on arts, Dr. Andrzej Krupiński. It was in the middle of the 16th century that the roofs of the buildings were decorated with ornamental lofts. Facades of these buildings were covered with colorful paintings and graphics. richly colored and themed polychromes became essential decorating elements of the interior of the houses. The house number 5, as well as house 20 and 21, are decorated with the paintings described. I would like to add that windows and entrances were richly decorated with stone frames, which can be admired still in houses number 14 and 20. It was then that the marble columns appeared in interiors of some houses, the characteristic Renaissance element of Krakow houses. But not only do the old buildings adjoin the center of a marketplace, the interior of apartments is very interesting as well. It also molds its personality. The former residence of the bishop, so-called Nikersonovska Kamienica, the house number 4, deserves special attention. The mysterious signs carved on the walls of some houses are of special interest to us. These are kinds of pressed signs which were carved on the walls of the buildings by stoneworkers as a proof of the engagement in the building works of particular houses. They can be seen on the houses number 14 and 21. Formerly, the city life was clustered around the market, offices and institutions were located here. For example, there was a post office in house number 14. If we listened carefully, we could hear the clicking of office typewriters and tapping of seals stamped on the letters. But before this, the building underwent different changing fortunes. It is probable that one-story building with a basement was erected around 15th century. It consisted of symmetrical two-axis spatial with a wide entrance hall on the south. The new floor was added in the last decade of the 16th century, which smartened up the building. But the house burned in the town fire. It was rebuilt and reconstructed later. At the same time, on the north side border and at the back of the site, the annex without a basement was built. In time, it underwent slight reconstruction. And finally, in the 19th century, the second story was added to the front of the building. Full arches, stories, and south annex at the back appeared. In the following years, other proprietors took over the building, and in the 1960s, it underwent a thorough restoration. It was then that the old arrangement of open arcades was restored. Today, there is a hotel and a restaurant in the house, and it has an imposing appearance. The stone windows and doors originating from the St. Martin's Castle demolition were beautifully preserved. And is this true that in the house at Rynek 20 in the 16th century, the meetings of Loża Masońska were organized? Historical sources indeed show this. The house was built around 1565. It was then formed into a multi-story residence with basement and arcade moved to the front of the building. It had two axes interior part with narrow entrance hall from the west side. It was decorated with elegant stone detail and paintings. In the 18th century, the building was seriously damaged by fire and subsequently reconstructed. Its interior was later connected to the neighboring house at Rynek 21, which constituted the headquarters of the Austrian general. The front room was then decorated with polychrome. Later, the annex was erected. With passing time, this house underwent a series of renovation work, and only in 1976 it was accepted and adopted by the district museum. It has many architectural and decorative details which are worth our attention. On the ground floor, we can see the 16th century vaulted arcade. There is an interesting stone portal and 16th century painting in the eastern room. There is an 18th century staircase under dome with lantern and decorated with magic polychrome on the mezzanine. The windows originate from the Renaissance, fragrantly supplemented with modern decorations with a subscription, Domus Renovate, Anno Domini 1942. Before we move to the cathedral, which will be discussed in the next stage of our sightseeing tour, let me draw attention to the neighboring house number 21. It has so-called merk, stoneworker's trace. It was partly built in the second half of the 16th century in place of former wooden buildings. 2 centuries later, the house was partly rebuilt. The ground floor interior and first story were connected with neighboring building number 20. Ceilings on the first floor were changed, some interiors were decorated with polychromes. In the 18th century, the building was damaged again by fire. At the beginning of the 19th century, it passed into Jewish hands. Later, it was reconstructed again. During the renovation works in 1956, the polychromes originating from the 16th century were uncovered on the south wall of the front room. Since 1975, it has been adapted by the District Museum in Tarnów. It is interesting that Rynek 20 has a backyard from demolished annexes. There is a famous house by the Angel too, or we should rather say an apothecary by the Angel. Yes, it is very near. It used to be one of the oldest apothecaries in Poland. Please have a look at this characteristic figure at the top. A woman is holding herbs in her hands, and she is inviting passers-by to visit the chemist's store. Today there is a club of Catholic elites, and during World War II, the National Secret Army was stationed here. How many secret information went through the chemists? Crowds of customers didn't suspect that the well-organized resistance movement worked from this place. We could talk at length about houses at the marketplace, but I would like to invite you to another place now. Let us go towards the fountain. It is difficult to speak about the very heart of Tarnów without mentioning the fountain. It is also a monument, historical artifact of the town. Today, like centuries ago, we cool ourselves in here on hot summer days. It also served as decoration. Let us have a closer look how beautiful this fountain is. Here we end our story about the marketplace. Looking into the history of a few hundred years old buildings, it is hard not to think of all the people who used to live here. This is here they were born and died. In the Polish-Jewish Tarnów, marketplace was vibrant with life, with all market traders, stallholders, calling customers to buy their products. Silenced at the end of the last century, it is slowly coming back to life. And next, there is a place which used to be calm centuries ago and remained calm up to these days. People seek reflection and deep thought here. This is the cathedral, a place marked with number 1 on our map.